Now we'll move on with regard to the merits and demerits of a parliamentary form of a government. The merits are, there is always harmony between the legislature and the executive. Executive always works as a responsible executive because it knows that the legislature is a custodian of public opinion and finance. It willingly performs the role of a responsible and accountable executive. The parliamentary government works as a flexible system because a change in the executive can be made without any major difficulty and disturbance. The executive cannot become despotic because, as we know, that the legislature is always keeping a control or is acting as a watchdog over the activities of the executive. And public opinion and opposition parties act as good checks on the government. Now let's move on to the demerits. It says that in a parliamentary form of a government, the executive always dominates the legislature because in the absence of democratic ethos and sound party system, the parliamentary executive tends to become dictatorial and inefficient. Executive is weak because its tenure is not fixed. Executive can act arbitrarily because of committed support of majority party, and ministers are not always appointed on merit. Party politics become very aggressive and dirty, and it is said to be a very expensive and inefficient system. So these are the defects of the parliamentary system, which can be eliminated or at least reduced through both institutional and organizational devices, as well as through the inculcation of popular awareness among these evils. Now let's move on to the presidential form of a government. Gettle very well explains that a presidential government is that form in which the chief executive is independent of the legislature as to his tenure and to a large extent as to his policies and acts. In this system, the nominal head of the state is also the real head. That means how in a parliamentary form of a government, we had two separate heads, the nominal head and the real head. But in a presidential form of a government, this one person exercises both nominal powers, that of the President of India, as well as the real powers of the Prime Minister of India. So that makes him very powerful. All right, girls. Now let's move on to the features of a presidential government, which will also explain the differences between presidential and parliamentary form. Now you must remember that in a presidential form of a government, we have a single unified executive. That means there is no difference between a nominal executive and the real executive. Okay, and another very important feature of a presidential form of a government is that the legislature and the executive are separate. As in case of a parliamentary form of a government, the legislature and the executive had to play they were dependent on each other. But in a presidential form, the executive is independent of the legislature, and so the membership of the two is incompatible. The executive heads of the various government departments, they are not and they cannot become or remain members of the legislature. Now, another very important feature is that the tenure of the executive and legislature, they are fixed. As a result, they cannot be removed, they cannot be voted out by the legislature. Cabinet in a presidential system always works as an advisory body to the president. The ministers are individually responsible to the president, who can remove them at will with or without assigning any reason. So the ministers owe very little responsibility to the legislature. They owe more responsibility to the president. Political homogeneity of the cabinet is not essential. As I had told you that in a parliamentary form of a government, the ministers all belong to a particular political party, but in a presidential system, the president has a right to appoint any person to head of any government department. He has a right to freely choose and appoint his team of ministers and other high officers. Now we'll move on to the next part, that is, let's see how the parliamentary form of a government works in United Kingdom. Now there are a lot of similarities between India and UK, and we must remember this, that the origin and development of the cabinet system or the parliamentary system had first taken place in Britain. This is very interesting to note. Now some of the features are, it's called Westminster model. Why? Because Westminster is the seat of the British Parliament. Next, we'll move on to the organizational structure.